In the lunchtime edition, a global IT glitch disrupts services at two commercial banks in Barbados. RBC customers complain of not being able to access their ATMs. Government reports the operations at Gradley Adams International Airport and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital not affected. State authorities complete repairs to an offshore sewage line that was damaged during the passing of Hurricane Beryl, and church leaders urge the country to join in the weekend of prayer and reflection. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Some businesses, including two commercial banks and their customers in Barbados, have been affected by a global IT glitch that has caused disruptions worldwide, hitting airlines, banks, businesses, and even emergency services overseas. According to the international media, the outages appear to stem, at least partly, from a software update for Microsoft Windows operating systems issued by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike's CEO said that a fix has been deployed, and Microsoft said the underlying cause has been fixed and that the outages are still affecting some services. 9/11 emergency services are down in several states in the U.S. Major U.S. airlines, including Delta, United, and American Airlines, have had flights grounded, and airlines in Europe and Asia are also seeing disruptions. Banks in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Britain have been impacted, as have health services in Israel, Germany, and the U.K. Here in Barbados, two commercial banks have been affected, with their ATM and point-of-sale machines being put offline. Barbados's Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Cattle, stresses that the IT glitch is not the result of a cyber attack, but instead a software update.
CrowdStrike, which is an antivirus company, pushed out some updates to Microsoft devices. What it did is that the update caused certain systems to crash. These systems affected everything from payment platforms to medical systems and services in certain countries to airport booking systems and flight booking systems. And that is why we've seen the massive outages in services and products that we've seen globally. The government of Barbados does not itself use CrowdStrike as an antivirus software or as a service provider. However, you would imagine that the extent of the outages, really one of the largest that we've seen worldwide, would have a knock-on system in the supply chain for services and companies in Barbados.
She notes that the operations of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and the Gradley Adams International Airport are unaffected so far, but confirms that the systems of two commercial banks are impacted.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital and its medical systems and information systems have so far not been affected. We've also taken a report from Gradley Adams International Airport, and they're also reporting that up to this time, no flights have been affected. Their own systems are not affected. But what we remain to see is whether delays caused elsewhere in the world with other travel itineraries would then have knock-on effects for travel that will occur later today or over the course of the weekend. But as of now, we are not reporting any delays. Two banks so far have reported that their ABMs and other systems are affected. They're working with the Central Bank of Barbados. They're also working with their own IT providers in the countries where the services are hosted.
Barbados's Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Cattle. An RBC customer complained to Starcom Network News about being unable to access cash through the bank's ATM.
I'm a customer of the RBC Royal Bank Barbados Limited. I went to the ATM a few moments ago, and the ATMs are blocked off with a sign on them. You can't access the ATM to do anything. Given the fact that you cannot access the ATM, it will have a significant impact a day like Friday, it would be catastrophic for this year to be happening in Barbados, because that's how people are able to do the transactions. If you want to do something on a Friday, apparently you quiver from doing so. And I understand that supermarkets and gas stations are affected by it as well.
An RBC customer, Barbadian IT consultant and cybersecurity professional Stephen Williams says the incident shows how interconnected the world is and how vulnerable countries like Barbados are to global system failures.
So a lot of these things will have to now be looked at in terms of how can we now make our systems more resilient? How can Barbados itself now look to have systems in place? For example, you know, you may be dependent on a computer system, but now how, what should you be doing now if this could occur again? Because as we get into things like artificial intelligence, where it's running multiple systems and things become more connected, we now have to start looking at how dependent we are, right? What systems we should put in place, and not necessarily computer systems, but people systems, to support these types of events happening.
Barbadian IT consultant and cybersecurity professional Stephen Williams in the Lunchtime Edition.
And the Lunchtime Edition of this latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Open the door to security for your biggest asset, your home. With an ICBL Easy Home Policy, your investment is covered in the event of damages resulting from a hurricane, fire, theft, and more. Attractive rates and payment plans await. Call us today at 434-6000 or chat with a representative online at icbl.com about our homeowners policies and ask about cover for your contents too. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
That 8-inch sewage line on the south coast that was ruptured during the passage of Hurricane Beryl has been repaired. Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with responsibility for infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid, provided an update this morning during a briefing at Worthing Beach in Christchurch.
The 8-inch line had ruptured about 340 meters offshore. Within the last few days, we're working to repair that 8-inch line. That 8-inch line has now been repaired. It has been anchored to the seabed, and it is now functional and tested as well. We've also had a second testing of the water, and I'm sure that those results will come back in a very good light. In addition to that, we've also commissioned further strengthening of this temporary outfall. We'll have blocks called mantas, which will be put onto the 8-inch and the 12-inch as well, which will further anchor the temporary outfall. As you know, we're very much at the beginning of the season, and at any time we could have another system passing through, and we want to make sure that the temporary outfall is in the best position possible to weather any system.
Dr. William Duguid. The founder of Prayer Warriors International, Pastor Courtney Salmon, is supporting the Prime Minister's call for the country to pause for prayer in light of the surge in gun violence. Reverend Salmon highlights the benefits his organization has seen from having a day dedicated to prayer, and encourages every Barbadian to take a minute to pray at noon tomorrow. A monument has been unveiled at Jessamy Avenue, Bayland, in honor of several key community figures and from that area and surrounding areas who have made significant contributions in their respective fields. They include Sir Garfield Sobers, Gwyneth Squires, Edwin Yearwood, and others. More in subsequent newscasts. Our top stories: a global IT glitch disrupts services at two commercial banks in Barbados. Government reports the operations at Grantley Adams International Airport and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital are not affected. State authorities complete repairs to an offshore sewage line that was damaged during the passing of Hurricane Beryl. The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow Starcom at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.